We are going to focus on many of the issues that voters tell us are most important. Jobs.
Law and order.
Climate change.
Social security.
This next question comes from the public.
The biggest tax cuts.
Your schools are no good.
Immigration.
How can you unite a country?
Income inequality.
You have no job.
Gross national debt.
Pre-existing conditions.
Race.
You're living in poverty.
Uncertain issues.
Too much inequality.
Cyber attack.
Deportation.
The Supreme Court.
Discipline.
Let me repeat the question.
Okay.
So, let's begin.
It's a challenge every election cycle. How do you slice up the American electorate into groups that have meaning if you look at specific issues? Is there a way to really see how issues affect Americans in different communities? Answering this question is the mission of the American Communities Project that has divided the country into 15 distinct communities. Using these categories as a guide and a little of our own reporting, we've been pursuing an initiative we're calling Portrait of an American Voter. We're hearing your thoughts and concerns about the challenges facing our nation. It's not a scientific poll. It's more a personal, emotional exploration of how individual voters are making up their minds on issues from education and the environment to police brutality and PTSD. Up next, we hear from a voter in the urban suburbs community type.
My name is Sean Brown, 40 years old. And I'm the program coordinator at Teen Empowerment. And at Teen Empowerment, our main focus is to hire young people to be youth organizers. We're a neighborhood-based program. Rochester is an awesome place. Upstate New York, definitely a mid-sized city by like the national standard. About 200,000 folks that live in the city limits. That is surrounded by suburbs, country, and then kind of gets to like rural flatlands as you kind of go further out. The inner city of that 200,000, a good chunk of that is African-American and Latino, obviously with some other ethnic groups and white folks being mixed in there. And that's kind of, I think, where some of the major issues lie. So obviously in the urban inner city part of Rochester, you definitely see high levels of concentrated poverty that you don't see in the suburban part of Rochester. The resources and opportunity that flow abundantly in the suburbs doesn't flow as much in the inner city. And so as a result, obviously crime rates are higher in the city and the poverty rate is obviously higher. The Rochester City School District as an educational system performs well below all the other districts that surround us. You know, the educational system, when I was a kid, was struggling. My mother chose to send me to urban suburban in seventh grade and wouldn't allow me to go to middle school or high school. I'm in a Rochester City School District school. And then you fast forward 30 years and our school system for our inner city youth is still struggling. You know, I'm hopeful that, you know, the things that politicians talk about and they promise and the governor, you know, keeps saying that funds are coming to, you know, upstate New York, coming to Rochester. You know, we got funds coming to help our educational system and provide more jobs and, you know, more training for adults who maybe didn't get the skills when they were younger for whatever reason. I think that we really need those things to really happen in a real way, but make them accessible to the people that need them the most.
To hear all 15 voices featured in our Portrait of an American Voter project, head over to thetakeaway.org/voter.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.